Let us pray. Gracious God, send your Holy Ghost to dwell here among us, so that only your word may be spoken, and only your word may be heard. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. There is a thread sewing these lessons together, and that thread is a thread of faith. We hear in the Lamentation readings, really God put those two together, the first reading and the canticle we all read together, put them together. In that first reading, we heard how awful life was. A once great nation has fallen, and they are in great sorrow, great lament, great challenge. And yet, in the midst of that, as we pray together in the canticle, they still can find their hope, their faith, in God's faith, God's faithfulness to them, a God who will not abandon them, even when it might feel like God has, but a God who will be with them through it all. And then that thread continues on into the epistle of Timothy in his faith, a faith that was passed on from generation to generation, from grandmother to mother to child, a faith that now he is helping spread himself in his ministry, a faith that needs to be rekindled from time to time, a faith that needs to struggle with being challenged in the face of suffering also. And then that thread continues on into the gospel with the disciples saying, "Lord, increase our faith." And Jesus, pretty exasperated probably by this point in the gospel, says, "If you just had the faith of a mustard seed, and you could tell this mulberry tree to be uprooted and be planted in the sea, not thrown into the sea, but planted in the sea. That tiny little seed of faith that can transform the world as we know it by moving a mulberry tree into a new place where it shouldn't grow." Faith. The thread of faith through these lessons, the thread of faith through our time here together, the thread of faith through our lives. There are two models of how it is we come to faith. And that first model is the story of St. Paul's great conversion, right? That's the archetype for a great, transformative, all is different conversion. You remember the story? Those of you who've been reading the Daily Office, praying the Daily Office this week, know that we read that story again. And it's Paul is on his way from Jerusalem to Damascus when suddenly a blinding light comes and he hears a voice, Saul. Remember, at this point his name is still Saul. "Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And it's the voice of Jesus. And within a matter of days, Saul becomes Paul, and Saul has this great conversion in which the one who is one of the greatest persecutors of the church becomes one of its greatest defenders. The one who is trying to squash the Jesus movement is now following Jesus himself. It all turned on a dime. The other model of faith, and my guess is this one probably resonates a bit more with most folks here, though I think there are some who've had that great conversion story. But that's the faith that gets passed down from generation to generation. The seeds planted by our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents. The seeds we try and pass along to our children and our grandchildren. The seeds of faith that don't come about within a matter of days, but come about slowly, over seasons and over years. Seeds of faith that don't all flourish, but some do. Some come to fruition. Seeds of faith Perhaps they're seeds like a tomato or a squash. It just takes a few seasons to get there. Or maybe seeds that are like an apple tree. And it takes many years before you ever get to fruition. But seeds of faith that are planted and slowly grow and come to nourish you with its fruit and to nourish this world with its bounty. I don't think these are two diametrically opposed models of faith acquisition. I think it's more like a spectrum. And probably some of us, I know this is my own story, there were a lot of seeds planted from generation to generation as my ancestors passed it along, down to me, my parents teaching me, and I'm trying to teach my kids. But along the way, there also were sudden moments, maybe not 180-degree changes in faith, but maybe 90-degree changes in faith that really have changed the course of my life, one in my early teens, one in my early 20s, that set me on the path that I'm on today. And although Paul gets that great archetypal story of the road to Damascus moment, I think that's more like what his faith was too. He talks about in that epistle the faith of his ancestors. He still holds the faith of his ancestors. It's just been changed. It's just been transformed in this new thing that's happened in Jesus Christ. Both of these models, though, all these ways we come to faith, it's pretty much out of our control, right? Seeds get planted by someone else, a parent, a grandparent, a priest, a pastor, a Sunday school teacher, a friend, a neighbor. Or maybe God plants some seeds in you that slowly come to fruition. Or if you have a great dramatic conversion moment, those are from God, right? Those are obviously completely from God when that blinding light comes. But that's all out of our control. So what can we do? We can tend the soil. We can try to make sure that when those seeds of faith are planted, that the soil is rich enough for them. And we do that through spiritual practices, through the regular act of prayer, daily prayer even, that opens our hearts in love to our neighbor, that connects us to God, that makes us grateful for all that we have. We do it through spiritual acts like generous giving. We're going to enter the pledge campaign season in a few weeks, and we're going to talk a lot about what St. Mary's needs. But I think even more importantly, we need to give generously so that we can till the soil of our lives, of ourselves, so that when the seeds of faith come, they can be well-rooted. Spiritual practices like forgiveness, asking for forgiveness, offering forgiveness, reconciliation. Practices like the sacraments, receiving the bread and the wine, the body and blood of Christ into our own body and blood, so that Jesus is present within us. Serving, the spiritual practice of serving those in need. All of these are ways that we till the soil, that we add fertilizer to the soil so that the seeds can germinate and take root and sprout and grow and bloom and give fruit. And we need to open our eyes for when that dramatic moment happens, for when our road to Damascus moment happens, we need to be ready to receive it. To work on trusting God and being not afraid, so that when it comes and we are blinded by God's new thing in our lives, we don't just turn around and hightail it back to Jerusalem, but we continue on to Damascus, to where Jesus is taking us. Faith is very much out of our hands. It's in God's hands. But there are things that we can do to help ensure that when that mustard seed of faith lands on us, that it can flourish and transform this world in God's love. Amen.